In any event, let's just talk, though, about the issues about first-line therapy. And you get into that. Ghosan, tell us about this 63-year-old man.
So this 63-year-old man with history of hepatitis C, diagnosed with HCC now, with metastatic disease to the bone. And of note, by the way, metastatic disease to the bone is occurring about 29% of the patient with HCC. Reports bone pain. The workup did not show any cord compression with vertebral mets present. And patient is eager to have a response. He was very keen. I wanted smaller and shrink those painful tumors. Bilirubin of note is 1.1, albumin 3.8. So he's in a category CHARP UA.
But again, just to bounce this off Tim again, would this patient have been amenable to radiation therapy? Where was the pain? Was it one area or multiple areas?
So the pain was in different areas, and understandably, I agree with Tim. If there's a necessity for the use of radiation, it's more to alleviate the pain per se. But again, the fact that there's no cord compression or a concern about the cord compression, it becomes more of symptom control if necessary.
Tim, just hearing this, of course, obviously you have to see the patient. Still think you're going to stick with what you know with the sorafenib, or would you be thinking about lenvatinib?
Well, to be honest, I would start with the radiation, and then I think lenvatinib.
Well, you said there are multiple areas of pain.
Lenvatinib is certainly good, and especially if the patient is asking for the response. If you ask for the response, you know, you can't ignore this. We can't ignore that we don't see responses with sorafenib.
So what actually happened with this patient?
So patient, actually, we called them, and that's why we started on lenvatinib. he was given, of course, zaledronic acid as well. And the MR of the spine did not show any cord compression or any progression. And he had a major response, 40% tumor reduction in 8-month treatment.
So what's his current situation right now?
Still on lenvatinib, doing well.
Any tolerability issues?
Not really. The drug has been rather well tolerated. And if anything, the major side effect that you will see is hypertension, which understandably can be managed by any of the antihypertensive that will probably put under control without symptomatology on the patient's
side. Any quality of life? And how would you compare quality of life on lenvatinib to sorafenib, for example?
I would say this is really anecdotal from the experience in the clinic. I kind of elected to present that case because it was stunning, the improvement in the pain that he had after the treatment. And this was because of the response.
Well, what about the side effect issue in terms of quality of life? You know, sorafenib is not an easy drug to use. Do you think there's a difference between the two?
I would say definitely there is a difference. No doubt the sorafenib could be a little bit tougher to handle in regard to the hand-foot syndrome. But however, a good management, of course, in experienced hands can be helpful. But here is definitely easier to handle altogether.